And you must understand, I went to school back to back. So I did Harvard, and then almost a year later, Linus Gitai asked me to do ISA. He had done this amazing media AMP. Mm. So now I was in New York. I was in New York and LA, and that's where digital was born.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was a media AMP.
Mm.
And you're in the same classroom as 18 media executives from everywhere. CNN, NBC, Azteca. I didn't know who Azteca was until I, you know, went to school. And how they look at the world. And they start talking about the fact that their biggest issues, especially those who are on that side of the Atlantic, is that we've got to figure out how we win on digital.
Mm.
And you realize, and I remember this amazing professor at UCLA called Anderson, and she said, the future's already here, it's just not evenly distributed.
Mm. Mm.
The future is already here, it's just not evenly distributed. Okay? Which means I could be sitting in class with NBC and they're talking about the digital space and the fact that most of their audience is consuming news on their phones,
mm-hmm.
on Twitter, on YouTube videos, short. But that future is coming to Kenya.
Yep, yep.
It's already here.
It's already here.
It's already here.
Yep.
Okay? And what crystallized it for me was Netflix. Because the way the Western world rolls out anything is that they do the US, Europe, then they do Asia, and then they do Middle East and Africa, because that's what they call it. That's what not Netflix did. They woke up one day and said, Netflix everywhere. And that blew my mind, because there was no piecemeal anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You could go global overnight. And that's what YouTube was going to do for me. And that's what YouTube did for me.
Yep.
It made me global overnight.
So, digital. I remember asking you, I remember being called by Nyambura. That's the time when Joe, our ICT minister was still.
Yeah, when Joe was still at Google.
So, very weird, because I used to speak about content like crazy. And I was struggling to get people. And being a musician, it was, I knew all the musicians. So it made no sense that when I would go and ask them, can I, and Google were funding everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not even asking you for a coin. I'm coming to say, I want to shoot you, but I want to shoot you behind the scenes. And all of them were like, if you're not shooting me a music video, oh, it's okay, we'll do. So I was literally giving up on this.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell Nyambura, Nyambura tells me there's a lady called Caroline Mutoko. I'm like, Caroline Mutoko is on radio. Like, what are you telling me? Like, this, it can't be the same Caroline I know. So I come and I meet you. And you're like, so I remember, and I've never forgotten this. I don't even think you remember. I asked you, Caroline, why would you want to do this? And you told me, Richard, three things. Why? Because I was like, I'm trying to convince other people why you agreeing to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Told me, Richard, three things. Shaggy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't understand. She's like, I teased Shaggy for 3 days. And people kept just listening.
Waiting. To hear It Wasn't Me.
Yeah.
I premiered It Wasn't Me on radio. I could do that. I mean, that's my career. I could actually tell you, we got a new song on Thursday. And you'll wait.
Yeah, imagine.
And then YouTube.
So, and iTunes and all that had come.
Yes.
I remember you told me number two. Traffic. I'm like, uh-huh.
But you're out.
I used to. Now but I'm wait, getting it.
Yes.
Because you used to.
You needed me to tell you where to go.
And then you tell me the crystallizer is the airport burning.
It was. Can I tell that story?
Please.
So three reasons.
See,
once again,
it impacted me.
Yes. And I told you, number one, I you couldn't hear a song unless I played it.
Uh-huh.
There was nowhere for you to go. Where were you going to go?
Mm.
The year is 2013. Where are you going? I'm still going to premiere the song for you. And you can hear it for free. Two, traffic. I'm the one who could tell you when there was a hippo on the road. So my traffic updates with Walter. I mean, it's like we used to get the call of, now there's a hippo, there's a warthog. Those were us. Traffic. Lions are marauding Langata Road. They are on Twitter already. So nobody needed that.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that the career I had created didn't exist. And then we burnt JKIA. And we burnt JK because that's what Gladys Chalet told me. Yeah. Because she had left town.
Mm.
So she left the country the previous night. By 5 a.m., we burnt the airport.
Mm.
By the time she came back, she told me, Caroline, so three things have happened while I was away. And I was barely away for a week. You burnt the airport. You allowed Ahmed Nasiru to burn my reputation.
Ooh.
And then you allowed my husband to fire my cook. Because I would check on her kids when she was away. And I was like, I didn't know your husband fired your cook. But back to the JKIA fire. JKIA burns what? I'm in a meeting with fellow managers. So we're just hoping Susan Kiprono are running the show. The first pictures that were available of the JKIA fire didn't even come from any of our TV stations. You know why? Because they were all waiting to get to JKIA and have the backdrop of the inferno behind them. Reporting live from JKIA. The guys on the tarmac are taking out their phones and taking pictures like this and send them to their friends. And those are the pictures that were now making rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Digital had usurped mainstream media.
Yep.
Like in minutes. By midday, an OLX ad came out of India. Airport for sale slightly burned. Imagine. Digital had decided that story may shock airport kame chomwa. Yeah. It is over.
Digital had already taken and talked about how flights they were had being rerouted.
Rerouted. Yes, exactly. No, mainstream media was still playing games, wanted to be there, waiting for Uhuru to get there. Uhuru must use the same roads that are impossible at the moment. I remember Sam Cholet asking, because I know he had hurt his leg, and he looked at me and he told me, Caroline, my people couldn't find the next tallest building and shoot. They had to sit in traffic and wait to get to JKIA. But that's also ego-driven media, okay? But I also remember that by 4 p.m. that day, TV was reporting, it was all deja vu, you know what I mean? That happened. And that's what digital does. It gives you an overload of whatever it is. And the papers the next day reported history.
Ooh.
Digital cannot be wished away. But remember, even then, we were trying to wish it away. We were switching and we had given Ndemo and this guy who now runs our internal security docket. We had given Matiang'i drama. Yeah. Because here's the thing, we'd refuse to embrace without a doubt, and we continue to, without a doubt, that consumption of content of any importance, Linda Nyangweso and Adele, those two, in 140 characters, news has been told. If it's important, add a picture. But you can announce Richard Njau elected president. It's done. It's a tweet. Hizi story zingine zote is all garnishing. It's coriander and sprinkling.
I hadn't even forgotten what you've just said. What you're saying when you said we media was fighting even the switch from the big four to digital.
To digital.
Forget even this internet.
And digital. The worst thing is they still couldn't see
what was coming.
Yes. And still can't. Still can't.
I know.
And it's a business model issue. It's nothing else. It's a business model issue.
Just explain this.
Okay. If you're the Nation Media Group and your profits have been in the billions for years, it's very hard to envision another business model that can do that for you. It's very hard. And if you even look at what Google Ads cost, you have to ask yourself, how many of those do we need to sell at $1, $2 to make the kind of money we were making at selling a full page ad at 950,000 shillings plus VAT full color? Yes, I know your rate card. I'm a shareholder. And that was then. I think it's a lot cheaper and it will become cheaper. But at the confluence of as newspaper becomes cheaper, you've got to a place where you've got to charge more for your digital because digital will become more and more expensive. If I'm not wrong, just at the end of 2019, Google, please confirm this, data, for the first time, the cost of data beat the cost of Brent crude oil. Because remember, we quote everything on the value of crude oil.
Yeah.
Data costs more. Data is
the new oil.
It's the new oil. And because data is the new oil, every time you have a client who says, I want to reach women between the age of 35 and 45, women who have two children, those children are aged over 15, and she is looking for an apartment. She wants space, but she can no longer keep the house she has in Karen. Mm. Where do I find her?
Mm.
You can no longer just put an ad in the paper.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Mm.
It and more and more people are asking for targeted audiences.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To the point when they're saying, I want to know that they drink coffee.
Yes.
Now.
To geotagging.
Yep.
All the way.
Yep, yep.
And understanding that and then understanding what has arisen out of that. And the reason I was very comfortable to meet you that first time at Google to come off air. As everybody said, where the hell is that mad woman going?
Mm.
Where's she going?
Yeah.
What does she mean? What's she doing on YouTube?
Mm.
Now everybody, and imagine there are cats with YouTube channels, but everybody is on YouTube.
Yeah.
And
let me say this.
Mm.
As somebody who had the Google, the start from YouTube,
mm-hmm.
internally from Google,
mm-hmm.
there were 4 Kenyan YouTube channels. When I say YouTube channels, I'm talking
yes,
about...
Yes, and one was the one Kangai, Kangai who did makeup,
who did
yes.
makeup. In fact, then she had gone viral because black Americans...
Yes, had seen her stuff.
Her and, started, and that's when I tagged the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Google has no borders. I mean, the internet has no borders.
Yes.
Because I was like, she's doing millions of views back in 2014.
And nobody else has seen her here.
No one.
I actually interviewed her.
Oh, nice.
Because yes. it was either ISIS or... somebody at Google, actually. I will say this, though. I still don't think Google has done a good enough job
mm-hmm.
to explain the power, potential
yep.
of the internet and of their platforms to a generation that can actually make a living
yep.
just by the content being monetized and to corporates who still don't understand the power of what AI does. I think Google has done a very poor job. I mean, the things I understand sometimes when I look at it, I'm like, you must remember for me, I understood how they started with a long tail. Because
yes.
Google started with very small, small advertisers who didn't have big money.
Yep.
These were never the people who were putting advertising on Super Bowl ads.
Mm.
They didn't go there,
mm.
but they understood they were getting there. So the long tail looks like a dinosaur,
mm.
right? So you start with a tail and then you grow into the big space. But I still... And you know, remember for me, whether I monetize or not, because my clients pay, and I always say this,
yep.
my clients pay enough money for me not to necessarily have to get them to sit in spaces they don't get value.
Yep.
But by a rule, I will always, either you tell me you want 2 platforms or all 3 platforms, but I'll put content out on all
mm-hmm.
3 platforms because people sit in different pockets,
yep.
in different spaces. But I still think that YouTube's monetization model is still one of the best.
Yep.
And
it is hands down.
And I think, you know, there's too much noise put around silver buttons and gold buttons and not young people understanding, you know, if you did your content this way, if you were able to trim it down by about a minute,
mm-hmm.
if you were able to use this, you could
get this.
Yes, you could get this. And I, you know...
Yeah, you have not been taught about even the CPMs. This is how Google makes money.
This is how Google makes money. So if you understand that...
subtitles and captioning, it opens up people who don't understand English and
yes,
can watch your thing.
Exactly.
Your taggings, all these things.
All these little things. I think Google has done a very poor job. And I'm really sorry, Google. I love you, but you've done a poor job.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny you should say. I know who heads Google, but we'll come back.
No, I know. I know, but this was not on her watch.
Yeah, yes, it wasn't.
It was not on her watch.
Actually, and this is proof. When I was at Google, I used to tell them, listen, in fact, they made me fast with G+.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to, content is king. They
yes.
even told me, for 2 months, don't work, we'll pay you. But we're not doing the
yes.
content support thing. It took somebody from Google Nigeria coming to Kenya.
Oh, we remember her. I love her still.
Anyway, so let me go on with this thing.
But remember, content is king, and video remains
King Kong.
King Kong,
hands down. Now everyone.
And short video is King Kong.
So let me say this. So mm-hmm. now we start this thing of shooting you on the daily.
Mm-hmm.
What blew my mind, and I used to use this as an example, was the amount of work ethic you are willing to put in despite the business.
Mm.
Business. Had you seen that your digital brand was going to get to the place where you were going to become the media house?
But that was always a plan.